God seems to be telling us that although he's good and God is love and there's nothing better than God, there seems to be one limitation to what God is capable of, and that seems to be self-growth. So it seems that God created the universe so that he could create mankind as a conduit to facilitate voltage of himself. In other words, as mankind becomes pure, the voltage of mankind increases. When men die, or when people die, they go back to God, and God grows. And because God grows, the physical universe grows, which is
so the corollary. So, Maurice, your theory then embraces both creation and evolution without even pausing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is they're two sides of the same coin. We're talking about spirituality and science, and they can't be separated.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I'm with you there. And so you believe that I once heard, Maurice, somebody describe God as a lonely entity who, in order to propagate himself, in essence, blew himself up. Which was the Big Bang.
He converted himself. He didn't necessarily... I don't think... The scriptures don't suggest he was lonely. The scriptures suggest that God is good, God is love, and therefore the only thing better than God is more love. The only thing better than love is more God, which is more love. And that God couldn't grow spontaneously, and indigenously, and therefore he created a mechanism for more growth, because more God is more good, which is more love, which makes sense. I don't think he's lonely, because he's not, you know, he's energy.
Well, it's just an analogy, really. I mean, just in order to propagate. In other words, I'm almost sticking with you on your theory here. In order to propagate himself, he had to do what he did, which in essence was converting his energy to all that now is.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, I can kind of buy into that. So you just answered the question about why we live. We are God.
We are God. We are, well, the soul inside is God. The body is the devil, because the body is part of the physical universe. So we are half God and half devil, and we live for 70 years. If our voltage goes up, we go back to God, because we can escape the Earth's gravity and the Earth's magnetic field. If our voltage goes down because we hate people, and it diminishes because we're not at peace, then when the body decays and dies and it can no longer hold on to the soul will migrate to another a set of cells which are beginning to divide and multiply, another organic piece of matter. Now, if the voltage has gone down, it could come back to the
I'm sorry to interrupt, Maurice, but you just went right past something. You said if our voltage goes up, we die and we essentially go to heaven. But if our voltage goes down, then it seems to me you just said that we reincarnate.
That's exactly right. Now, the Mayas, the Central America, Maya means illusion. It comes from an ancient Sanskrit word. They were one of the first civilizations to suggest that everything we see around us is illusion. And what they were trying to tell us by that, for example, if you hold a flower in your hand, it appears to be a flower, it feels like a flower, it smells like a flower. But the fact is, in 2 weeks' time, the biological voltage of the plant will decay as the plant rots and dies. The soul voltage, which is attracted to that living organic material, will then release. So the soul of the flower will leave the flower and become perhaps a worm or a bird. So when we see human beings, we think we see a human being, but that's illusion. What we see is God. God is in everybody. But whether or not we subsist as God and progress up the spiritual chain depends on our own performance on Earth.
By the way, are you throwing a switch or something when you pause? You don't need to do that. Just stay on the phone, because I hear a click, you know, every time.
No, that's okay. I'm actually coughing and I'm covering the phone up.
Oh, I see. All right.
I'll loosen up after a few moments, hopefully.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. So you're saying then, let's stick with reincarnation for just a moment. You believe then that there is a cross-species reincarnation, is that right?
It's not a question of what I believe. I've decoded the treasures of the Mayas in Mexico, and I've decoded the treasures of the Peruvians and of the Egyptians and of the ancient Chinese and of the Celtic people, and they've all left the same messages behind. in their treasures. And the messages come in two different ways, of which we have just spoken. On the one hand, we have the scientific arguments, and on the other hand, we have the spiritual arguments. And they set down in their treasures all of this information that I'm giving to you. I haven't knocked this up over the weekend. I mean, these people who worship the sun thousands of years ago understood that if we didn't go to heaven, then we would reincarnate on earth. So they encoded all of this super science of the sun and all this higher orders of spiritual understanding into their treasures. So if they reincarnated in thousands of years' time and came back to earth, they could begin where they left off. You see, the problem is when we dump our bodies when we're dead, we lose our brain and we lose our heart. I mean, this is what the Egyptians were trying to tell us when they preserved the internal organs, except for the heart and the brain. You know, they preserved the organs in canopic jars, and they were trying to tell us, look, if you reincarnate, we might want to preserve the body, we might want to preserve the internal organs, but it's no good preserving the heart and the brain. You'll be getting a new heart with new emotional memory. You'll be getting a new brain with new data in that brain. You can't carry information like a CD-ROM from one life to another. And what that means is our level of understanding goes back to zero. The disc is wiped clean, and we have to start at the bottom of the ladder again, and we have to suffer. And this is what it's all about, because suffering causes the mind to wrangle with the problems, to wrestle with the problems, and the mind wrestles with the heart, and the heart becomes pure like the wringing of water from a wet rag. And when the heart becomes pure, it allows the impurity in the soul, in the spirit, to drain through the heart, and the heart becomes pure and increases its voltage. The mind becomes pure and increases its voltage. And then when the soul leaves the body, as light, because that's what we are, light beings, it then goes back to God. And
well, Maurice, I've got to ask, how then are karmic lessons learned? If the disc is wiped, and there's no memory from lifetime to lifetime, nothing at all, then how is a karmic lesson ever learned?
There is some memory, and this is what the Tibetans... It's not a lot, though. It's minimal. It's what the Tibetans call sanskaras. And this is what explains child prodigies like Mozart, who can play the piano at the age of 6 and things like that. In other words, it's the same soul energy, but the soul can carry. It is capable of carrying a modulation into the next life.